Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. It's Deb Hutton, your guest host. And right now I am joined by a frequent guest host of The Rush, Richard Krause, who is also host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Deb. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good.
So lots happening in the world of entertainment, including a lawsuit that has been settled, apparently, over the trailer for the movie Yesterday.
Yeah, but this is one of those cases where even when you win, you lose, I think. So two guys named Peter Rosa and Connor Wolfe sued Universal in 2022, saying that they were each cheated out of $3.99 because they'd rented the movie Yesterday after seeing Ana de Armas, the popular actress, in the trailer, and then discovered after watching the movie that she was removed from the final cut of the film. Originally, apparently, she had had a small part. They test screened it. They realized they didn't need it, and they got rid of it. In the meantime, she became extremely famous, and these two guys, I think probably more as a lark than anything else, decided that they were going to launch a class action suit against Universal, saying that it was false advertising and we want our money back. So they sued for a lot of money. They tried to get other people on board. That didn't happen. It wound its way through the courts for, 2 years. And the interesting thing about it is that there was actually some very important precedents that came out of it, mainly saying that trailers actually are commercial speech. And they are subject to false advertising laws. So theoretically, if you see something in a trailer that doesn't end up in the movie, and that's the thing that makes you go to the movie, then you might have a lawsuit. Anyway, cut to 2024. This thing is still dragging on. And they realize that they're not going to win. The two guys, Wolf and Rosa, say that under the rules that apply to class action cases, it's up to their lawyers to prove that a lot of people were hoping to see Ana de Armas in this film. And they couldn't find anybody else. So their motion for a class action certification really was only going to get them $4 each. But they got stuck because Universal said, well, you know what? You're wasting our money here. And we're going to use California's anti-slap statute, which entitles us to legal fees. So these two guys, who I'm convinced started this as a lark, are on the hook for $126,000 in Universal legal fees.
And maybe their own, right? Presumably they'd have some legal fees. Oh.
No, absolutely. So there is some talk that they might be in the hole almost up to $400,000 for this.
Wow. Well, a cautionary tale.
Absolutely.
So you've got some O.J. Simpson news. I saw just as I was watching on the monitor in the studio that the white Bronco is up for sale.
Yeah, the white Bronco is up for sale, not for the first time. Apparently, O.J. Simpson did a show in 2006 called Juiced, which was a play on his nickname, The Juice.
Right.
And it was like a prank show. And he was trying to sell, now, whether it was the white Bronco or just a white Bronco, but he was advertising it for sale. And when people would come in, they'd find that he was, in fact, selling a white Bronco, but it had a bullet hole in the windshield and he had autographed it around the bullet hole. And he would tell them, if you're ever in trouble, this is the vehicle that you need. This is how you get away from the police. So anyway, they're trying to sell it again for a second time. It'll end up in a museum probably somewhere. But this is about his estate. So the executor, Malcolm Laverne, told the Hollywood Reporter earlier, just after O.J. passed away, that the Goldman family, who were awarded $35 million in a civil case, would not see one dime of money from O.J.'s estate. Well, he took some heat for that, and he's reversed his statements. He said, listen, I was mad because the Goldmans were talking about my friend in a disparaging way. So I didn't want to give them any money. He said, now I will give them whatever I can. But he said, there's really not much here. He said, basically, all you're dealing with are household items. OJ was probably broke or very close to it by the time he passed away. So the Goldman family may win a moral victory on this, but I don't think they're ever going to see a dime.
Yeah, so sad. And he also has kids. I mean, I know they're adults now, but he does have, what, four children remaining.
Absolutely. No, this there's nothing good about the OJ story other than a look at the way that it kind of changed popular culture in the sense that it was the first widely televised trial. It became more about the showbiz than the law, for sure, and the victims. But it changed the way that we cover trials. It was sort of maybe sort of kind of the beginning of reality television in a way. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's lots of interesting angles here, pop culture wise, but ultimately nobody walks away from this feeling good about anything.
Now, Richard Krause, you have a story of real life mirroring TV.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder, WWOBD, what would Olivia Benson do? If you know the name Olivia Benson, you know that that's the character that Mariska Hargitay has played on Law & Order Special Victims Unit for a quarter of a century. It's a remarkable run playing one character, a police officer on the NYPD Blue or the NYPD. And so a couple of, like on April 10th, about a week ago, she was approached by a little girl who believed that she was a real police officer based on the badge that she wore as part of her character's outfit. This little girl had been separated from her mother. She was scared. She was alone. She didn't know what to do. And she didn't, I guess, notice that there was an entire television crew and cameras and things standing around filming. So this little girl approached Mariska Hargitay and asked for help. And Mariska Hargitay shut down the production for 20 minutes until they found the child's mother. And then she sat with them for a little while and talked and consoled them both. So WWOBD, what would Olivia Benson do? Is she do the right thing?
Oh, that's a fun Friday afternoon story. So it is Friday. So what's coming up this weekend that we can watch if the weather's not great?
The weather's probably not going to be great, so stay home and check out Scoop on Netflix. This is the inside account of the journalism that landed that interview with Prince Andrew. And you know what interview I'm talking about. The BBC Newsnight appearance when he said, well, it couldn't have been me that was being referred to in the testimony of the woman who was accusing me of being with her when she was underage as part of the Jeffrey Epstein investigation, because she said I was sweaty. And I don't sweat because of my time as a soldier. Something happened and I don't sweat. It's that interview. So what you have here is the behind the scenes of how they arranged that interview, but it's not a documentary. This is a drama. It stars Gillian Anderson as the journalist who did the interview, and it's pretty riveting stuff. And if you are a news hound, if you are interested in even the more salacious aspects of this story, Scoop will give you the inside look, give you behind the scenes look, called Scoop, and it's on Netflix this weekend.
And it's in movie form, not series or anything.
It's a movie. Yeah, it's 90 minutes.
What else is going on?
Check out a show called Fallout on Prime Video. It's based on one of the greatest video game series of all time. So if you're a gamer, you'll know all about this already. But essentially, it's set 200 years after the apocalypse. And there's the people who have survived, mostly living in shelters. They're forced to return to the hellscape that their ancestors left behind. And they're shocked to discover what's left behind there. They are unprepared for it in every way. They've been living a life of relative luxury. And when they have to go back and see the stark reality of the world, it's quite something. This is a weird, kind of violent, but funny show that if you're a fan of the games, I think you'll probably get something out of this. It's called Fallout, and it's on Prime Video right now.
Richard, I think I'll stick with Scoop.
I think probably that's not more surprised. Up your alley. Yeah.
Exactly. That is our friend Richard Krause, host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause. As always, fun to chat. Thanks for joining me on The Rush.
Thanks, Deb. Talk to you soon.
Coming up after the break, this morning I heard John Moore tell about his trip into the station early in the morning, and it begs a question. When you see an animal crossing the road, do you swerve, do you stop, or do you just keep on going? I'm going to take your calls.